Very often, I'll get a call from a Talmud about a week before his wedding with such a shaila, such as, when I stop singing my kala, does it have to be at Shkia, or can it be at Seis HaKochavim, or when do I count, is it Me'es La'es, 24 hours times 7, from the time of the Chuppah, from the time of Kabbalah's Panim, how do you do the Cheshbon, what if we have an important meeting? So the question is, does this minhag of not singing the kala, the chasen not singing the kala, a week before the wedding, does it have any basis in halacha? And on the flip side, is it maybe b'chlal not a Jewish custom at all? Because it sounds a lot like the Gaiusha custom of bad luck not to see the bride before the wedding, even though in a chanami they only do it, I think, on the day of the wedding. But nevertheless, so there is a sugya in Shas called the sugya of Dam Chimut. The Gemara Maseches Nida Daf Samach Vav Amnal tells us, Amar Rava Tvu Ali Nasiv Nespaisa, if a man asks a woman to marry him and they agree on a wedding date, they agree to get married, Tzricha Shateshiv Shivanakiyim, she's going to require Shivanakiyim. And the assumption is that even if she was previously Tahora, and there's no indication whatsoever that she saw any Dam, but the excitement of finalizing arrangements for a wedding, of getting married, would cause her to bleed, and she could have not realized that she bled that little bit of dam. The Gemara goes on to tell a story that demonstrates that that applies even to a katana, to a girl who's not even yet of age of seeing dam, and therefore it applies to all women who are musalekas damim. It would apply to a zakena, it would apply to a menekes, a mu'uberes. The Pesach Yeshiva points out that all of these people have this din called dam chimud, where they have to go through shivanakiyim and going to the mikvah before getting married, even though there's no indication whatsoever that there was dam involved. There is machlokas rishonim what the nature of that bleeding would be. The Ramban in Hilchos Nida, Perek Gimel, Halacha Yud Beis, says that the concern is for a single tifas dam at that moment. And therefore, since that's the entire concern, there's no need even for a hefsek tara. She doesn't have to check herself to make sure that it's not coming out anymore. She only requires shivanakiyim, because we always require shivanakiyim, no matter what. Afilu tipas dam kechardol, nowadays, based on Chumash Rabbi Zera, we always require shivanakiyim. The Rush in the 10th Perek Anida, Siman Dalet, understands that there are two concerns. There's a concern for a tipas dam at that moment, because she's overwhelmed. And then there's concern for a possibility that even after checking and not finding dam, that won't guarantee that she won't continue to see dam. Maybe as the excitement builds, as it gets closer to the wedding date, she might bleed more. That is less of a concern than the first concern, because it's not like this sudden surprise or this burst of emotion, and therefore all she needs to do is do bedikos for 7 days to make sure that that is not the case, that she hasn't been bleeding. If no bleeding happens, we assume that the chimud will have no effect on her. So according to the Rush, l'chora, it should have been absolutely critical to do bedikos each of the 7 days, but nevertheless, the Ramah paskins in Siman Kuf Tzadi Beisif Aleph, that b'diavad, if she does one bedikah throughout all 7 days, that's good enough. We're not more machmir about dam chimud, which may or may not have ever happened, than we are about actual dam, where some rishonim say that even one bedikah through the 7 days would suffice. Shulchan Aruch seems to pass like the Ramban and says that tavoli nasiv in a spice, so she needs shivanakim. So even though there's no need for Hafsek Tara, the Shach says to do that too. Okay, so what does that have to do with us? So in Sefer Emes Yaakov on the Dalet Chelkei Shulchan Aruch, Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky in Avne Ezer Simen Samach Dalet Ha'ara, footnote 32, says that Rabbi Yaakov held that a chasen and kala should not see each other a week before the wedding, and the assumption is that this has something to do with Dam Chimud, that if they're going to see each other, they're going to get so excited that she's going to get, she might have a situation of Dam Chimud, and that might lead to potentially a Chupas Nida. And since typically she's counting her Shivanakim, her 7 clean days, shortly before the wedding, so we're concerned that the chimur of seeing him will cause her to bleed. L'chora, if that were the case, it's really got nothing to do with a week before the wedding. It has to do with whenever she happens to be counting her 7 clean days, which typically a kala will go to the mikveh about 4 days before her wedding, which means the 7 days before that is when she's counting her shivanakim, which would lead you to more than 1 week if that were actually the concern. In the Sefer Shalmei Simcha, they quote that Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach said, and some other of the Svarim that they say things from Rav Shlomo Zalman, that he also advised that a couple shouldn't even speak by phone the week before the wedding. However, he says, Afli Pagesh Velo Rak Betelefon. If there's some sort of pressing need that they need to, so then they could talk, they could even speak in person. And they said, Shlomo Zalman's lashon was Ha'isha Eina Isurei Hana'a B'Shavuazeh, that the woman is not Isurei Hana'a that week. It's just a practice that that people have. In the Sefer Yismach Lev, Chelek Aleph Siman Beis, the quote of Chaim Kanievsky also said that they shouldn't see each other, but he thought speaking by phone is fine. So this, is this actually a Dam Chimud concern? And if not, why not? So the answer is clearly not. It is not an actual concern of Dam Chimud. But why not? So first of all, once they have a wedding date set, which is the real concern of Dam Chimud, the only concern is that as the wedding day nears, that there will be some additional Chimud. But the kind of that kind of chimud is much weaker, and seems to be a chimud that we're not concerned about at all. Halachu pasuk the Ramban, that there's only concern for that tipas dam at that moment of chimud. And second of all, we have no source whatsoever to suggest that seeing each other creates any sense of chimud, that it impacts it, that the kala seeing the chasan has any sort of impact. In fact, we have a raya a little bit the opposite. Pischei Tshuvin, Kuf Tzadi Bey, Sivkat Nalev, quotes a Chassam Sofer in Yerodeus and Kuf Pei Dalin. Chassam Sofer was asked about a case where the Kala never met the Chassan. They had never seen each other before, and he arrived after she finished her Zayin Nikim, and she met him for the first time. So he said, in that case, she does not even have to be Choshesh. Chassam Sofer says, for Dam Chimud, which is not all Poskim agree to that. Maram Ash and Lechem Simla thought that in that case, you do have to be Choshesh for Dam Chimud, but when they've met before, it seems that nobody holds that seeing each other again is going to be cause for a chashash of Dam Chimud. So why is it that people have this practice? So there are other reasons that are suggested. In the Sefer Orchos Rabbeinu in Chelek Dalet, at the end, they have a whole bunch of hanhagos that the stipler recommended before a couple gets married, or on the day a couple gets married, and the stipler said it's worthwhile to stop seeing each other 2 weeks before the wedding, but he doesn't give much detail as to why. He just says, Ki al yidei kein, yulem chayim tovim umusharim achar nisuin. It's going to be a skula for a really wonderful life after the marriage. And then he sticks in, and the more dating is not going to help. It's not going to be good for you. And in the Sefer Mishulchanu Shal Rabbeinu Bala Avi Ezri, Amud Kuf Mem Ches, from Rav Shach, they say that the Rav Shach said it was best to minimize the amount of dates because he found that many times more dates after engagement will cause richuk as opposed to kiruv levavos. Rabbi Forst, in book 2 of his Sefer Nilchas Nida, on page 459, writes a little more moderately. He says, although this custom is not a halacha and it has no early source in poskim, it's a good custom because it gives the chasan and kala an opportunity to be alone and reflect upon the profound changes that are about to take place in their lives. There is also clear evidence that there is no halachic problem aside from the fact that we can't find a halachic problem relating to Dam Chimud. There's Beis Shmuel in Eben Ezra, Siman Lamed Hei, Sivkat and Beis, says that the minig in his time, which was the mid-17th century, was to have, I guess what nowadays the Goyim call like a rehearsal dinner, the night before the wedding. They would have everyone get together, and the purpose was to have the Chassan and Kala together also. The Yad Ephraim in Yerodei Siman Kuf Tzadi Vav also writes that Lefi minig medina seinu, She belayla she lefnei achupa, She osin suda bebeis hakala, She korin chassan, that they call the Chassan over, and Mevi in a Chassan gam ken l'sham. And they Shkorn Chasan Mal, he says it's called that's the name of the Suuda, and Mavin Chasan Gam Kelisham. So the Chasan, the Kala, they're all together the night before the wedding. So obviously they didn't have this minhag. Now clearly for many it is a good idea in general to have more limited contact just stam during engagement. It's a good idea for both halachic and hashkafic reasons. The Chuvas Marash Dam in Eben Ezra Siman Lamed Aleph mentions a minhag Ashkenazis that Eina Meshudach Roa Meshudachto, that they wouldn't see each other at all once the engagement was finalized. That's probably not so healthy for people in our community, but and the Radak in Bereshis, Peruch of Dalid, Pasuk Samach Dalid, says that when Rivka saw Yitzchak, she fell off the camel, and she covered her face before standing up, because Ubisip Razel Limda Torah Derech Eretz Tznius, Sharoi Li'isho Levosh Murusas of Shalot Yisrael Lov Achati Nasi Lov, that once they're already engaged, that they shouldn't see each other. But that's, you know, talking in a very different time, and for very different kinds of people. But for many people, it could be that it's a kedai, at least a week before the wedding, and in general after engagement, to be much more careful about how much contact there is between between chasen and kala. For others, maybe more frequent but more brief contact might be healthier. Everyone needs to be shoa leitza. But one thing we know for sure, there is an isur yichud, and the isur yichud has to be the bare minimum. And of course, a person should make other gedarim on themselves also. In general, nothing good ever happens after midnight, so it's probably kedai to make other gedarim as well. But for some people, seeing each other relieves anxiety. I once had a chasen who told me that he's whenever he's with his kali, he's so confident that he made the right decision and that they're going to have a wonderful life together. And whenever they're not together, like a day he doesn't see her, he starts questioning himself that, oh no, maybe I picked the wrong girl. So probably for them not to see each other before the wedding would be disastrous. So for such a chasen, I said, I thought maybe it's a good idea that maybe you should see each other a little bit before the wedding. Engagement is a very difficult time and everybody is out of their minds during the engagement time. Parents, chasen, everyone's out of their minds. There's no single best way to handle it. My friend Rabbi Warren Sinneman wrote a book about it's called B'yom Chasunaso, just about the basic halachas and minhagim of the wedding, and I'll close with this. He writes, this custom is in many cases the source of unnecessary inconvenience and stress during what very often is an already tense period. So a person in general has to use a good dose of common sense and chachma in figuring out how to handle these tense situations. Have a great day, everybody.